Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. There is so much to do in 2025. And of course, on behalf of the Treasure Coast Insider, we have some terrific guests and sponsors to highlight each and every week, keeping you in the know. And you're going to want to look your best when you come to one of the upcoming fundraisers and special shows productions that are being brought to you by the Barn Theater there in Stuart. Shout out to True Colors, where there's a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee, so you can experiment with some cuts, some color, or just a wonderful style, an updo, a fresh blowout, so you look and feel your best when you're going someplace that you know you're going to be seen extra, right? Maybe a couple photographs, what have you. True Colors does more than just hair. There's nails, there's skincare, there's massage. You're going to love it. Take advantage of their monthly specials. Jump onto True Colors website. You can customize gift cards even for a loved one. We know that birthdays are still here. Valentine's is fast approaching. There's just so much to take advantage of. Thank you to True Colors. We appreciate you. On the line, I have Jeanette Mazzella. She's our administrative vice president of the Barn Theater. And her, with I'm sure other committee members and volunteers, are very busy as we have an exciting addition coming to the Barn Theater. Jeanette, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine, Anna. Thank you so much for having us this afternoon.
Of course. Now, I was very intrigued when I had seen that there is quite the undertaking going on, because you all are looking to make the Barn Theater even better for your patrons and guests. We're talking about extra space, extra comfort, extra safety. Tell us a little bit more.
Yes, we here are very excited undergoing this project. The Barn Theater has a new vision, and that is the name of the campaign, A New Vision. We looked at the theater. It's very quaint and old, and we did not want to disturb the inside because of the vintage look. So we decided to go ahead and enlarge the lobby area.
Ooh,
in other
smart.
Words, make it larger, make it comfortable, add new restrooms, add a new snack bar, ticket office, and a little lounge where the guests can enjoy their before-show conversations with other guests. And it will be air-conditioned, so no one will have to stand outside and wait for tickets in the future.
Oh,
this
smart.
This is a very big undertaking for us because it means a lot. And, of course, it also will cost a lot.
Oh, there's that. Darn it.
Darn it, yeah, you know. Too bad, but it's so exciting. We are giving our patrons a brochure as they come to our shows, showing the new look of the theater. This way they have an idea of what's going on. And it's for their comfort, and they are super excited about this because, you know, always complaints about, hey, we don't have enough space, the restroom's too small. So we're at that point now. Site plans are being prepared and submitted for approval by the architect and the civil engineer to the City of Stuart Building Department by this February. So in February, we intend to kick off some fundraising campaigns. We'll all have my Caitlin talk to you about how the community can help us reach our goals.
Well, and that's just it. At a community theater, it truly is all about the people.
Absolutely.
And you're right. You've gotten to a size, and the growth of the Treasure Coast alone is exploding. More people are falling in love with the Barn Theater and taking advantage of the incredible productions. So it makes sense to want to make this investment. And in a perfect world, we'd be thinking that everything would be complete come the end of fall 26.
Yes.
That's the goal, right?
We're hoping that, as long as we don't run into anything, and we think it'll be smooth sailing. We might have to close the theater for a show or two to get the construction completed, but we don't intend to make too many disruptions in the shows. And the community will be so excited with that. After all, we are now known as the little theater that could.
Aww.
So we could do anything.
I like it. I like it. Well, at this time, Janet, if you're able to pass pass us over to Caitlin Ann Johnson Child. She is our marketing vice president.
She is marketing. Yes.
At the Barn Theater. And I can't wait to learn about what type of fundraising efforts are going to take place, as well as grant opportunities and more.
Okay, very good. And here's Caitlin.
Hello, Anna. How are you?
Caitlin, we're feeling pretty exceptional, having heard that there is a big makeover happening for the Barn Theater. And, you know, Janet was pretty honest and upfront and saying it's going to cost a pretty penny. So we're going to put some things together that's going to make it fun and palatable for folks to be able to contribute. And when many contribute, it makes for a big impact without folks having to feel it so much along the way. So what might you have up your sleeve, eh?
Well, I love that you mentioned the community contributing to these efforts, because the Barn Theater itself would not exist if back in the early 1970s, Martin County residents didn't come together to transform what was a rose farm into this beautiful theater. You know, we had a group of theater folks, and they needed a spot, and they were able to pay off their debt to the land and take over this building, and it really was a labor of love for the community even then. And
beautiful.
Now as we enter our 55th season, I mean, it is, Jeanette mentioned some of the things that make the theater so special to our community. You know, we were the very first community theater here in Martin County, and we want to be around for years to come. You know, Jeanette mentioned some of those expansions. She mentioned how it is going to take, you know, quite a bit of cash to get us there. And we do have some amazing fundraising opportunities coming up, and I'm so excited to talk a little bit more about those.
Me too. I can't wait to hear.
Oh, and it's fun stuff. You're not going to want to miss it. So, you know, anytime a patron comes to one of our shows, we have 50-50 raffles. Occasionally, we will raffle off beautiful gift baskets. And those are great ways that you can enjoy one of our regularly scheduled shows and, you know, contribute a little.
Yeah.
But more so, we have coming up immediately in February, February 14th, 15th, and 16th, one of our fundraising concerts. This one is called A Night at 54, because, you know, we are in the middle of our 54th season. And, you know, who doesn't love a little bit of disco? That is an amazing opportunity to come out. All of the proceeds from that show goes directly toward our new vision.
Nice.
In April, we have an amazing tribute artist. She does Linda Ronstadt like nobody's business. We hope folks will come out. That's in the middle of April. And in December, later this year, if you want to mark it on your calendar now, we always do a fundraiser in December. So those are kind of our three big fundraising concerts coming up. But along the way, we've got some things in the pipeline. We're working them out. Our fundraising committee is putting together some ideas. And because we're celebrating such a monumental anniversary, our 55th season, our Emerald anniversary, we're looking at potentially putting together a beautiful gala. And we hope that as soon as tickets are available for that event, we hope to see a lot of the patrons in the community who have loved us for all these years come out and share in that celebration with us.
I think that this sounds spectacular. And what a way to really embrace some of the themes that are falling behind this new birthday that can just add a little more zest to the goals here and give people an extra reason to celebrate. So let's break this down one more time, because I think we went through it pretty quickly and I want to make sure that folks are able to wrap their brains around this and plan accordingly. We all know that we're going to have out-of-town friends and family come visit. We can really take advantage of some of these offerings here. So the actual campaign kicks off in February, and we're going to party like it's Studio 54?
Oh yeah, we've got a bunch of talented singers who you know, along the years, they've contributed and participated in shows. Going to be singing some of the 70s best hits. We have a live band. We're very excited for that. And like I mentioned, that will be February 14th, 15th, and the 16th.
Oh, what a great way to do Valentine's. I like it.
Absolutely.
And so coming in a bit of costume would be encouraged?
Oh, we encourage it, yes. We want everyone to be feeling the spirit, getting in the mood, dancing in the aisles. It's always a great time. We're very much looking forward to it. It's just going to be a fun party. And what a way to help Martin County's very first community theater than by throwing on your sparkles, your bell bottoms, and enjoying a night of the 70s with us.
I agree. I'm loving the visual. So now how does somebody contribute and reserve their seat? What is the next step to take advantage of this Valentine's Day weekend experience?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. If you head over to barn-theater.com, you can find all of our upcoming shows there, including these fundraiser concerts that are already on sale.
All righty.
If you're feeling particularly generous, There is a Donate Now button. And if you'd like to help us out by clicking that button, we would certainly appreciate that as well.
Okay, I love it. So once we sashay out of February, what can folks look forward to again for March and April?
Well, in March, we have our next big musical. You know, right now on the stage is the Dolly Parton classic, 9 to 5. There's still some tickets available for that. Please come on out. February, we got that 70s concert. In March, we begin Bye Bye Birdie, a timeless classic. People just love the music. You know, put on a happy face and come out and enjoy with us. In May, we have On Your Feet, the Gloria Estefan musical. That's going to be a blast and a half.
Oh, yes.
And then into the summer, we have Saturday Night Fever, because that brings us right back to our 54th season, Studio 54 vibe.
Aha, it does come full circle, and a great way to spend some time during the hot summer. I think that that's brilliant.
Absolutely. And April, like I mentioned, we have that tribute artist. She does Linda Ronstadt, and I believe she does a little Celine Dion. So she's a powerhouse, so you're not going to want to miss that.
I like it. Now, please forgive your host. I am not overwhelmingly familiar with Linda Ronstadt, so is there a production, a movie that we can pinpoint her towards?
Well, if you're a fan of powerhouse 80s female rock vocalists, you're going to know Linda Ronstadt. And then, of course, Celine. Celine Dion doesn't know her.
Yeah.
And this tribute artist, she does them both perfectly. You're going to think you're watching the real thing.
And what are the dates slated for that in April?
April, I don't have those dates immediately in front of me, but I could get that for you. But it's mid-April, and if you head over to barn-theater.com, the tickets for that show are already available.
Nice.
And the dates are listed right there.
Okay, terrific. And you had talked about the fundraising efforts that you do annually each December, and that there's going to be a special twist to this upcoming one, as it's in conjunction with the New Vision campaign, and of course, a culmination of a close for an exciting new milestone of an anniversary. What can one anticipate? What are some of the highlights of this annual fundraiser? What will it look like for this go-round?
So the fundraising committee, which has a meeting coming up immediately following this phone call, we're really ironing out the details. In the past, our December fundraiser has featured other tribute artists. So we might have a little bit of tribute sprinkled in. We might use some local talent, not only with the Barn Theater, but with some of our other community partners. So we're really kicking around an idea to make this December 2025 fundraiser extra special than prior years.
I think that's terrific. I do.
Yeah, and you know, we've built some good friends in the community, some very talented friends in the community, and you know, they've already expressed a desire to get on board and help us achieve our new vision, and you know, we would love to take them up on that. So please stay connected with us. In addition to our website, barn-theater.com, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're all over the social media platforms, and we're constantly providing information as updates come in on you know, all of those platforms.
I think that this is really exciting. And I know that the goal is to hit close to $525,000 in this capital campaign. And we've already got a good dent going, but there is more work to do.
Oh, there is a lot of work to do. And, you know, our patrons who have supported us for over 54 years, they deserve this comfort. They deserve the luxury of not standing in, you know, whatever weather presents itself that day, but to have a nice cozy lobby to grab a drink before the show, mingle with their friends and other patrons, and also, you know, not wait in line forever at, you know, the bathroom. We're going to have some extra bathrooms, and, you know, who doesn't love that? When you got to go, you got to go. So
this is very smart. I agree. I think that we are all on the same page, and everyone's well-deserving, and even just by purchasing those 50-50 tickets or the raffle tickets, when you are able to make it to an event or to a show, then that all of that goes towards this campaign, and it will prove to be a success. I have no doubt. Quick question. What are some of your favorite snacks from the snack counter when you're going in to go see one of the shows there at the Barn Theater?
Well, if you come on an opening night, there's always a beautiful spread. We have treats, pastries, cookies, cakes, brownies, you know, a little bit of wine that you can enjoy. But on any of our given days, any of our shows, there's always crunchy stuff, you know, the chips, the pretzels everyone likes. But there's also, if you got a sweet tooth, we got the candies back there too, and we always have a variety of beverages available.
Aha. I know, right? I always want to know what's at the snack counter. This is
of
important.
Course. I mean,
you gotta
indulge a little.
You gotta plan. I think it's just terrific. Once again, congratulations to the Barn Theater on your upcoming 55th anniversary and for this undertaking where you are going to have a beautiful expansion for all to enjoy. There's fundraisers happening all year long. Visit one more time with the website, please, for me, Caitlin.
Yes, barn-theater.com, and that'll get you over to our ticket portal. It'll give you information on all of our upcoming shows. That's where you're going to find all the info, and it's constantly being updated. So if you stumble across information that might be a little outdated, just check back. It'll get refreshed.
I like it. And Caitlin, to you and to Jeanette, we do extend a big congratulations. And as different fundraisers come into fruition, perhaps you should consider attending one of our Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. The third Wednesday of each month is indeed the Stewart Networking Luncheon, where each lady in attendance is able to give a little commercial, promote what they have upcoming, and throughout the program, there's an opportunity for testimonials and door prizes while everyone breaks bread. It's just a really great way to encourage and to grow your referral and, of course, you know, actual retain these partners that can be a great resource. So whether it's a resource, whether it's a referral, you're gaining that exposure. And we really appreciate you being on today's show. And we look forward to seeing you in the community real soon, Caitlin. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for the invite to the Women's Networking event. I think you might see Jeanette and I coming out to that pretty soon. It sounds wonderful.
I like it. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the region. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Mystic Pizza is now playing. It's the journey of three working-class girls navigating love, life, and family in a small-town pizza joint. It's a story with unforgettable moments. And the music, oh, it's a feast of 80s and 90s mega hits. Classics from Cyndi Lauper, Bryan Adams, Melissa Etheridge, and more. Mystic Pizza is now playing at Vero's beautiful Riverside Theater between now and January 26th. Get your best tickets now at the box office or riversidetheater.com.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs in all the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Riverside, Universal, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of Berlin Gardens and Bollywood. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza Vero Beach, family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in
The Garden Club of Indian River County presents Garden Fest, one of the largest garden shows in Florida. Admission and parking are free, rain or shine. Garden Fest, February 1st from 9 till 5 and February 2nd from 9 till 4 at Riverside Park, Vero Beach.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostess. When I'm not on the air talking about great events and sponsors, I'm usually out there telling people all about White Glove Moving and Storage. Yours truly just celebrated 12 years with the team. We are headquartered here in the Treasure Coast, yet we are an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. What does that mean? That means if you know of anyone, your friends, your family, colleagues, and they need to move into or leave the state of Florida, we can help from start to finish. We can do some of the packing. We can add a car if we need to into the shipment. And that makes it really easy and stress-free. And from a local perspective, we're here with 16 trucks, 50 plus full-time employees, and we love what we do. And our goal is to make life a little easier for you when you need help with the heavy lifting. A lot of folks are planning renovations. We can help get things up and out, put it in our climate humidity controlled storage while you get to task. You might even just be doing a big deep spring cleaning and you want things shifted about and you need some men on site, some labor, and we can provide that too. Or if you do know of someone who's going a further distance and they just want help packing a truck that they rent, our team can do that. In addition, so as much as we love to do the full pack move and the whole shebang, sometimes that's not what you need. And at White Glove, we have the a la carte options that make it cost effective and very user friendly. Additionally, a shout out to Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero near the Fresh Market, the second off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie County. True nail artists. You bring them a design, embrace an upcoming holiday or a new season. They will emulate it. It will last for weeks. The cost is on point, but you really love the experience while you're there, right? Who doesn't like getting pampered? A little massage, some oils and lotions make you feel all good, shiny and fresh coming out. They even have these cool kid chairs with like little Disney princesses and characters that just help to add to the experience because there's lots of mommy and me things out there. And you can do that at Foxy's. They're open 7 days a week. There's always gift cards available, something to consider. And of course, Union Home Mortgage. Shannon and Lucy, they have been together handling loans of all types for decades now. And there is so many products that they have at their fingertips to help you get the funding that you need for that home, whether you're adding to your portfolio, upsizing, downsizing, land, bridge loans, you name it, they have a solution for you. And it's always a complimentary consultation. The girls really know their stuff. They have a beautiful office in Vero Beach off Royal Palm Point, and they're mobile the rest of the time. I encourage you to give them a little shout out. And don't forget to reserve your seats for the upcoming February Treasure Coast Premier Women's Networking Luncheons. First Tuesday, second Friday, third Wednesday. Looking forward to seeing you out there at the the Barn Theater. There's much more to do throughout the Treasure Coast. Always tune in here. Cheers.